6.
Excerpt number 6. This is from Shamati, the time of descent. One should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with a superficial mind, or have any possibility of connection between the Creator and creation. During the descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have a connection or belonging to the Creator by way of dvikut, since he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. In truth, this is so. But in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. This means that it is a matter that is above nature, that the Creator gave this gift to creation, to allow them to be connected and adhered to him. Hence, when one becomes reconnected, he should always remember his time of descent so as to know, understand, appreciate, and value the time of dvikut. So he will know that now he has salvation above the natural way. Quote number 7. This is from Rabash, from What is the Smell of His Garments in the Work. When a person is in a state of ascent, he must learn from his state during the descent in order to know the difference between light and darkness, as it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. However, for the most part, a person does not want to remember the time of darkness because it pains him. And people do not want to suffer for no reason. Rather, a person wants to enjoy the state of ascent that he is in. However, one must know that if he considers the descent while he's in an ascent, he will learn two things from this, which will benefit him, and he will therefore not suffer from descents for no reason. One, he must know how to keep himself as much as he can from falling into a descent. Two, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. At that time, he will have more vitality and joy from the state of ascent, and he will be able to thank the Creator for bringing him closer to Him. That is, now, a person has a good feeling from being in a state where he understands that it is worthwhile to be a servant of the Creator, since now he feels the greatness and importance of the King. But during the descent, it is the complete opposite. The body asks him, what will you get out of wanting to annul before him and cancel yourself from this entire world and care only about how to bring contentment to the Creator? When a person considers both extremes, he sees the differences between them. At that time, he has the values of a different importance than he thought about the ascent. It follows that by looking at the descent rises in him to a higher level than he feels without looking at the descent.
The person is worthless.
We're moving to quote number 8. This is from Rabash, from the article What Is You Shall Not Plant for Yourself, and Ashira by the Altar in the Work. Every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see if he's under the governance of Kedusha or not, during the descent, a person can see that at the time of ascent, his whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations. But afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, "I'm the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity," meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above, called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself and think what was the reason he received the descent and what he must correct so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself, correct corrections so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him.
כל ירידה, ציטוט מספר 9 מתוך רבש א', מאמר מהו העיקר בין...
Quote number 9. This is from Rabash, how to recognize one who serves God from one who does not serve him. When does one learn and profit from the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterward, when the Creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent. Meaning, in what lowliness he was, what he craved, and what he expected, that if he were to have it, he would feel like a complete human being. At that time, he sees that his entire life of being in descent was nothing short of the life of an animal. Let us take, for example, when trash is thrown into the garbage, when the cats in the area feel that there is some leftovers of an animal that was thrown into the trash, they find it and eat it. There's a skip in the text. This is the time when this time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he can bring a person out of the miry clay, where he could drown and remain forever in the hands of the Sita Acha, and only the Creator has brought him out of there. Accordingly, he can see that during the ascent, a person should read everything that is written about the time of descent. From this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit. As it was said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation.